there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob Parker, when I pledged my fraternity in college, Kappa Alpha Psi, shout out to all the noobs.
Okay.
We used to sing this. I got a feeling.
I hope better than that. Was it better than that?
I got a feeling, brother. And I got a feeling, Rob Parker, that you don't understand that we're watching history right now.
I think you're premature with your history.
No, I'm not premature.
Yes, you are.
Last night, the Golden State Warriors became the first team since Bill Russell's Boston Celtics since 1966. 54? How many years is that? Somebody do some quick math. 53 years.
Didn't you work at the New York
Times? The first NBA team in 53 years to make it to five straight NBA finals.
Which we
that
all
is
knew.
History.
Wow. Which we all knew going into the season because I picked them to make
that. That doesn't diminish it.
Yes, it
That's
does.
How good they are. You just knew how good the Golden State
no,
Warriors were.
No, I know
were.
How bad the NBA is.
So you mean you're going to take away from the Warriors' accomplishment of making five straight finals? You're going to diminish that. Showtime Lakers didn't do it. The Jordan Bulls didn't do it.
Yeah, because it was competition in the league back then. It was competition.
Dr. J and Moses Malone didn't do it.
It was competition.
Hakeem Olajuwon, Tim Duncan, Shaq and Kobe.
There was competition. Don't you understand? That's what makes sports great, Chris Broussard. Not been watching the Harlem Globetrotters beat the Washington Nationals every game. No, you mentioned it. What was the coach's name whose record was 2-14,000?
What has that got to do?
Because that's where we go when we talk about this current NBA. You want to go and beat your chest and tell us how great the Golden State Warriors. They're not great. The NBA stinks. You smell that, Chris Musso?
Smell my
thumb.
Yeah, I do smell it.
Smell my thumb.
And let me make a correction.
To the high heavens.
Let me make a correction from a few minutes ago. You didn't shower. I smell it. You didn't shower. What are you talking about? The NBA stinks.
I'm a little moist.
Let me name a few people for you who aren't on the Golden State Warriors. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Kawhi Leonard. Joel Embiid. Ben Simmons. Jimmy Butler. Kyrie Irving. And all that crew in Boston. LeBron James. And a bunch of number two picks. CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard. Nikola Jokic. James Harden and Chris Paul. Two Hall of Famers. Russell Westbrook and Paul George. Probably two Hall of Famers, certainly one. The only person ever to average a triple-double three straight times. What are you talking about? That's competition up and down the line.
And let me tell you, here's Chris Broussard. This is where these NBA slappies like Chris Broussard are all like, oh, fawning over the Warriors. Oh, my God. They haven't done this since 1966.
Those are facts. Why are you changing your voice?
Because that's you. I'm going to tell you this. When you talk about that, you know when the Celtics were the last team to make it to five straight finals? Do you know how many teams were in the NBA back then? It wasn't 30. You know how many it was? It was 10.
Not two.
That ain't,
three,
yes, thank you, LeBron.
Four.
It was 10 teams.
What's that got to do with anything?
It's so much easier if you had a great team back then. There weren't free agency. People weren't moving. So it was easy for a team to do it. It tells you with 30 teams, there's no way in the world you should be going to the finals 5 years in a row. It tells
you're
you about
my
the lack.
Argument.
No, I'm not.
That's
it tells
how
you,
great they
no,
are.
It tells you about the lack of competition. Don't compare this to the Celtics of the 60s. Back then, let me give you what the Eastern Conference was. You ready? Philadelphia 76ers. Boston
60s?
Celtics. The Kings, the Knicks, and the Wizards.
This is the 60s?
This is the 60s.
That's your best argument?
That's all that there was.
The 60s?
You ready for the Western Conference? You know what the Western Conference was back in 1966? Warriors, Hawks, Lakers, Bulls, and Pistons. That was the West. So I'm trying to tell you what they've accomplished here in this watered down. It's just like LeBron James went to seven straight.
Eight.
No, wasn't it seven?
Eight straight finals.
From the East?
Yeah, four with Cleveland, four
all right,
with
so
Miami.
Four, eight straight in a watered down East. That's why nobody, he came to the West, couldn't even make the playoffs. That's why nobody respects it. Because
first
there's
of
no
all,
competition.
People do respect
they
it.
Don't respect it because there's no competition in the East. Finally, when LeBron left, all of a sudden you got better teams and better players.
Give
I'm telling
these
you.
Dudes their props. Steph Curry, what? A number 7 pick? Klay Thompson, a number 12 pick? Draymond Green, a second round pick? These aren't, it's not five blue chippers playing together. These are guys who worked hard, who nobody thought, a lot of people didn't think were going to be great. Then they got Kevin Durant. Yeah, KD going there made them absolutely unbeatable. But that's on KD. And you love KD, and I like KD. I'm not going to kill him for what he did. But this team is a great team. For you to say they're
saying,
not great.
I'm not saying.
You did say
I'm
they
telling
weren't
you,
great.
I'm telling you, them getting to the finals 5 years in a row is an indictment about how bad the NBA as a whole is. Because it shouldn't happen. No other sport do you have a dominance like this in a sport with 30 teams. You can't take a look at back in 1966.
You just had
and
it
just
a
go,
few years ago and, with Michael Jordan. What was that?
No, it wasn't.
Six straight finals in 8 years.
No,
six years
it wasn't.
He played full seasons.
But I don't
he
know.
Dominated.
But I wasn't positive it was going to happen. I'm talking about five
you
straight
weren't,
years.
But I was. I
wasn't.
Believed in Mike.
I'm telling you.
And I was
you.
Right.
It's about the
he dominated. What are you
it's
talking
a lack
about?
Of the back of competition in this league that's happened. And everybody can cover their eyes and act like, oh, my God, it's unbelievable what we're watching. The Golden State Warriors. Stop it, Chris. This league is weak. Everybody knew it was going to be in the finals before the season even started. There's no competition.
Who's going to be in
and
from
then
the
you look at that.
Who's going to be in from the East?
Toronto. That's what I picked. And then
they not going to make the finals.
I'm just telling you. That's
so
who I picked.
You just said everybody knows who was going to be in the finals. We believe.
And before
Golden
that,
State,
it was LeBron James every single year. Everybody knew. All I'm telling you is that ain't no.
Three of the times, Golden State or what?
That ain't compelling.
Three of the times Golden State made it, they didn't have Kevin Durant.
That ain't compelling.
Dude, this is a great team. Give them their props.
I'm just telling you, it ain't the greatest thing we've ever seen. That's all I'm telling you.
I didn't say it was the greatest thing we've ever seen.
Well, everybody,
I said this is an all-time great team.
Who'd they play? The Portland Trailblazers. Did they even show up for the series? How embarrassing is that?
What about the last round? What about the Houston Rockets? What about James Harden? You said he's the best player in the world right now.
What do you mean?
I know your right now means for the next 30 minutes, but you said he was. Did you not say he's the best team player in the world?
Chris, you said OKC
like
would get to the Western Conference Finals. You want to nitpick about picks?
What?
Didn't you pick them?
I picked Portland to beat Denver.
No, you
picked Denver to get to the conference finals.
Did you
pick Brooklyn to beat Philadelphia.
Did you pick OKC to get to the Western Conference Finals? Okay. I just want to make sure. And you had the Lakers winning 53 games and going to the West.
You
too,
had
right?
the Lakers making the playoffs, so don't jump bad. I can't believe you're going to sit here and try to diminish what the Golden State Warriors have done. Give them their props. This is a great era of NBA basketball.
This is one of the worst eras
NBA. The league is growing in leaps,
LeBron ruined the league, and this is where
we are. You're taking players from all over the world, not just from America. You got players from all over the world. And in fact, let's look at the NBA history. Up until the 60s, there was a unwritten quote on how many blacks you could have on a team. So the league wasn't that great because you didn't have the best players in the league. In the 70s, you had all types of problems, so it was on tape delay. And in the 80s, 90s, and so on, you weren't getting players from all over the world. Now you're getting players from the entire globe, Africa, Asia, Australia, Europe, wherever, South America. These are the best players in the world. You got just as many Hall of Famers as you had during Jordan's day. And you got a number seven pick, number 12 pick, and second round draft pick dominating because they work hard and they have the perfect system for their talent.
You know what?
Give them their props.
What makes great drama is when you don't know who's going to win before the season starts. We could play the whole routine and, out West, you told me about all the storylines. Look at the Western Conference. Oh, they're going to make a run. No, we knew Golden State was going to win. We all did.
Did you know that after Kevin Durant, when he got hurt, you thought they'd beat Houston. How far did you think they'd go?
And I thought that they would beat Portland. Why would they? If they could beat Houston, why wouldn't they beat Portland?
So are they going to win the championship?
No, they're not. No matter who comes out of the East, they will not. And I'll bet you wings right here.
We got wings on that.
Let's make it 20-piece. A 20-piece and a Diet Coke.
We already got a 20-piece on it.
All right.
20-piece. I can't believe you trying to hate. We need Martin Weiss in here to play the hate.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick.
I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
J.A. Adande, our good friend and former colleague over at the old network, now a professor at Northwestern.
At Northwestern. He's and actually, you know, Chris,
his alma mater.
He also was the one who started teaching at USC that opened the door for me to teach there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
J.A. taught at USC. So he's made a real big impact,
yes,
both in journalism and now teaching journalism.
Yep.
It's great.
Anyway, he put up a poll on Twitter, and we thought it was really interesting and a great idea. It says, who is the MVP of the playoffs so far? Here's the results right now. Steph Curry, 40%.
Prisoner of the moment.
Kawhi Leonard, 24%.
Prisoner of the moment.
Draymond Green, 19%. And Giannis, 17%. So I'm going to let you go ahead and give your answer, and then I'm going to give the right answer.
You ain't going to give no right answer. Where the hell is Kawhi Leonard?
I just named Kawhi. You said prisoner of the moment.
Wait a minute. I thought
he was second, 24%.
24? How is he 24? And
Steph was 40.
Steph
Kawhi was
terrible
second
to start the playoffs. Go look at his numbers. And now he's got some pushovers. He turned into Steph Padford.
Pushovers?
Pushover in Portland. That's right.
That's
what it
was. What was Boston? Not Boston. What was Philly?
It just
an immature Philadelphia team.
All he's doing now is putting up just packing on numbers against a bad team.
Packing on numbers.
And then people are like, oh, Steph Curry's the greatest thing ever. Oh, my God. They just won 3-5 games in a row. Steph Curry without KD. That's what it's all about.
Your whiny voice is really bad.
I know.
It's horrible.
But, I mean, look at what Kawhi has done. He's been a stud for them.
They're losing.
They're down 2-1, and they could tie the series tonight. Chris, you are so premature. I hope you're not premature in everything in life, because you're always. It's 2-1.
They're down 2-1. How can you be the MVP of the playoffs when you're down 2-1? You're about to go out. You're on the verge of being eliminated.
They're not on the verge because they're playing their second game home. This series hasn't until somebody wins a road game. They're going to win, tie the series at 2-2.
Can I end that?
Stop it.
Go ahead. Go ahead with your spiel. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Did you see that shot? You came in here, Chris, with your chest puffed out, all that. That was the first time in the history of basketball that somebody in the game seven walk-off shot. Do you remember that?
It was a great shot.
I know, but now you're acting like it didn't happen.
No, I think Kawhi's been terrific.
Because Steph has beat some also-rans. Portland wasn't even, they didn't even show up for the series.
They did.
Damian Lillard, where the hell were you?
They
didn't even show up. I'm sorry. I know everybody's caught up on the Steph mania and all that. Oh, see, Steph, he's back. Just like Tiger was back until he missed the cut this past weekend. Just wait and see. And I'm going to tell you to stop. Listen to me. Kawhi in these playoffs.
Your intern just got you
would
some
you
stats.
Stop? Be quiet. 32 points a game, 8.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists, 1.3 steals.
Wait, go ahead back with that. Start over.
32 points a game.
Okay.
8.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists, 1.3 steals on 52% shooting from the field and 39% from three. All right? Okay. Here's Steph. 27. 6.3 rebounds, 5.6 assists, 45% shooting, and 39 from three. Kawhi beats him across the board.
I don't just look at box scores.
I do.
I look at the game. The MVP of the playoffs thus far is Steph Curry.
No, it's not.
Period, the end.
No, it's not.
Steph Curry demolished.
Steph Curry missed a dunk, an important dunk at the end of a game. Do you remember that?
He was
too busy playing Harlem Globetrotters instead of making the layup. He's 5 foot nothing. What are you doing dunking in an important moment of a game like that? That was embarrassing.
I'm not about the first round of the playoffs.
I don't care. He still missed a dunk.
Because Andre Iguodala was the finals MVP, and he didn't even start half of the series in 2015 NBA Finals. All right, so it's about what do you do for me now?
Steph was in
the Western Conference Finals.
Steph was bad in the second.
I'll let you go on with your little spiel and your whining and all that. Listen to this. In the Western Conference Finals, not in the first round, not in the second round, without Kevin Durant. You know how many guys would have folded if their best player is lost to injury? You know how many guys would have folded in that situation? Instead, he goes out, averages 36.5 points, 8.3 rebounds, 7.3 assists, shoots 42.5% from three-point range and 94% from the foul line, and they sweep the Portland Trail Blazers. They not down. They weren't down 2-1. They not about to go home. I'm telling you, the North is going home.
They're playing better competition. The Portland Trail Blazers aren't supposed to be in the Western Conference Finals. They look like they were like, we got off the bus in the wrong town. They didn't know where they were, Portland.
They weren't supposed to be there. They came out there. They got one of the best backcourts in the league. I say the third best backcourt.
No, everybody said it was the best.
They were better than Steph and Klay. They're the third best backcourt in the league behind Harden and Chris Paul in Houston.
They showed up.
And they got outplayed, period, the end.
They showed up thinking it was open gym, and they realized they're in the Western Conference Finals.
Steph Curry did something historic.
Steph was terrible in rounds one and two.
He broke a franchise record.
It says of the playoffs, not of the Western Conference.
If he was terrible,
it's
of the the playoffs. Averaging 27 points in the playoffs. That's because, terrible?
Yeah, it was terrible in the first
27
the first
points
two
a game?
He wasn't,
that shows
play
you
well.
How high your standards are for him, and rightly so. But he was great. Don't get it twisted. He set a franchise record for most 30-point games consecutively, five straight. You know who's played for that franchise?
Did Chris,
Kevin Durant.
Chris, did you
Rick
see?
Barry.
Did you see?
Tim Hardaway.
And
Chris Mullin. None of them have done. Wait, Wilt Chamberlain, for goodness sake.
Steph can't even guard anybody.
Mic drop. When I look went at, to Wilt Chamberlain, that's a mic drop.
Sam, don't
that's
use that.
That's a mic drop.
Please, Sam.
Who you going to mention? Who's in Toronto history? Chris Bosh? You
no,
going to mention him?
I'm talking about the job that Kawhi did on Giannis.
They're down 2-1.
All right.
That's all I got to say.
He did on Giannis to stop that guy who's been unstoppable in the playoffs. Steph Curry can't guard anybody. They hide him on the court because he can't guard anybody. Everybody knows it in the NBA. That's why everybody says,
that's why
how come Steph doesn't get
exploit him so much?
How come
right?
he didn't get the respect that? Because everybody knows he's hiding on the field, on the court. He can't guard anybody. And he's a liability, and everybody knows it.
Oh, yeah, he's a real liability. They just went to five straight finals.
That's right.
How they hiding that liability, huh?
Because they got other guys. Draymond
really
Green got to play two positions.
One guy, Draymond's that
Draymond
good.
Draymond plays his man and Steph's
Draymond's
man.
Draymond's that good.
Yes, so he's good.
He's that good. Because Kevin Durant is not around.
He said he was the
so
best player.
So Kevin Durant's not the one hiding him.
Yeah, who's but he hiding? Has been hiding
Klay
him.
Klay Thompson
he
and Draymond Green
him.
Are that good.
Yes, Draymond.
Historically good. Stop it. You know this is over. I said Wilt Chamberlain. That's it. End of argument.
Man,
end
you know what? I cannot wait until they lose in the finals, and then you have to eat your words. I want them to save this cold take because it's going
to
be an ice cold take.
I'm ready to eat my words.
I want you to eat your words on this because they're not going
to
win.
And you just be ready to eat yours. See, I'm not like you. If I'm wrong, I will admit that I'm wrong.
Well, but you're so wrong so often. No, you're so wrong so often. That's the problem.
You come in here and find some cockamamie story to somehow finesse it like I wasn't really wrong. Tom Brady only threw for 212 yards.
He didn't even have a touchdown in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady, he was awful.
The
they didn't win because
his
of him.
Props. They did win
they
because
did not
give
win.
Him his props. And I will give the Milwaukee Bucks, who I like.
Toronto's winning the championship.
I
keep telling
Milwaukee
you that.
I will give the Milwaukee Bucks their props. I will give the Toronto Raptors their props if they beat the Golden State Warriors. But Mr. Rob Parker, I'm saying right here and right now, if the Golden State Warriors win the finals without Kevin Durant, you got some splaining to do.
All right, Ricky or Lucy.
What you going to do?
Well, let's wait
you
to see what happens.
You
got to
give them their props. If they win the finals.
If they're able to pull it off, unless there's some sort of major injury, then, of course, you know, then we could evaluate that. But if they win this, which I don't believe they will, I don't think they'll beat any team coming out of the East. I don't.
That's fine. You can think all you want. You didn't think Tom Brady could win another Super Bowl.
I'll see them.
You didn't
know
think
what?
The Philadelphia 76ers with Joel Embiid, Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris, and Ben Simmons could beat the Brooklyn Nets. That shows you who y'all going to bank with.
You're the one.
That's who y'all riding with?
Yeah, you know
that's
what?
That's who y'all riding with? A man who picked Jared Allen and Spencer Dinwiddie?
He picked Oklahoma City to go to the Western Conference Finals. He's also the guy who picked the Lakers to win 53 games and go to the NBA, the Western Conference Finals. And where are my Jordans? Because you welched on that bet. I beat you on that bet. I told you way back. And he's still crying.
Stop it. You predicted
They were back in the fourth seed in Christmas.
Let me get back to Kawhi. You want to praise Kawhi? Look, and I'm not.
Kawhi
is
the reason why.
This is nothing against Kawhi because he has indeed been great. But you don't give me the, Giannis only got 12 points. Look, Detroit. Your hapless Detroit Pistons. Your weak Detroit Pistons. Your moribund Detroit Pistons. Your sorry Detroit Pistons. They held Giannis to 14 points one game. So it can happen when you don't have a jump shot. So I'm just
Does
saying.
Does he need to develop one? What's going to happen if time goes on?
In two years, he'll be a very capable three-point shooter.
Because he was exposed a little bit there, don't you think?
Nah, he had 30 and 24 the games before. They're going to beat Toronto. I'm telling you. Do we have wings on that?
We can.
Wings. Rob G can even get in this.
That's
wings.
Right.
All right. Lemon pepper. And don't be trying to have one of your friends pay it off either, what? Like you did last time.
Was that legitimate or not?
No, it wasn't legitimate.
It was. He owed me a dinner because I beat him in a wings bet. So he paid for Chris.
Yeah, but he paid for yours too. That was your dinner, not mine. He paid for my dinner out of the kindness of his heart and that he loves my takes.
I'm still waiting for my shoes, so you should. What?
You know that. Nah, it's understood.
You know what, Chris? Why don't you just pay for the ones I just got? I got on today.
I know. You got some new alligator Jordans. Man, every time I see you, you got a new pair of Jordans.
Nah, that's it for the summer. I'm done.
Yeah, right. I've heard that seven
times. I'm done. I'm not buying any more Jordans.
Last month.
I'm not buying any more for the rest of the year.
You want to put a wing bet on that?
Yep.
Really?
That I won't come in
with. For the rest of the year?
Yep.
Nah, you got control of that.
Oh, see?
But I don't think you can do it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There was a story written by the great Marcus Thompson, who does a fantastic job for The Athletic. He wrote a story today, and it really got Rob G., our producer, really excited, because there was a quote by Andre Iguodala in which he was talking about Steph Curry, who, of course, averaged 36, 8, and 7 in that Western Conference final. And the quote from Iguodala said, "I think he's the second best ever." And he was talking about Steph Curry. Rob G and several other people thought that Iguodala meant the second best player of all time to Michael Jordan, which obviously is going a little too far. But what he actually meant, I talked to Marcus myself or texted with him, and he also clarified it himself on Twitter.
So was that not
he
clarified
meant the
in the story?
Best, it wasn't. And the reason,
how?
Mark, the reason, because I texted with Marcus about it. The first, let me say, what he meant was the second best point guard ever.
But that wasn't in the
story. And in the story, it did. And Marcus admitted he should have clarified it. The reason he didn't was because Iguodala has said this before. He said it last year, I believe. So he felt like it was understood. But it wasn't, because I was wondering.
No, you got to put that
right,
in there.
You got to put it. And he admitted it, and he corrected it on Twitter. So anyway, he says Steph Curry is the second greatest point guard ever behind Magic Johnson. It got us to thinking, how high, in the all-time rankings, the all-time lists, can Steph Curry go? I already have him, as much as it pained me to do this, but I had to be objective. I already have determined that Steph Curry is the best small, quote-unquote, small player of all time. I recently moved him ahead of Isaiah Thomas. You'll get your chance to try to combat what I said.
No,
try,
I ain't try.
I recently moved him ahead of Isaiah Thomas. And I do think he's the second best point guard of all time. I recently moved him ahead of the big O, Oscar Robertson. And I do think he's not there yet. I believe Steph Curry does have a chance to get into the top 10 players of all time. The first step, or at least the most, you know, recent, the next step, I should say, is winning these finals, even if Kevin Durant doesn't come back. And I actually believe, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying he could do it. If things continue, if he continues to play this way and win championships, when even after Kevin Durant leaves, Steph Curry has a chance, an opportunity to even pass Magic Johnson as the best point guard ever.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he will, and I would probably bet against it. I'm just saying it's within reach.
I just have a problem with the Isaiah Thomas, and we're talking about the original Zeke,
right,
who beat Magic, Bird, and Jordan in their primes. And I get it. I know everybody loves the circus threes and all the other dipsy doodles. He doesn't play defense on anybody. But to say that he's better than Isaiah Thomas, we've seen the feats of Isaiah Thomas and what he's done.
Two championships?
Should have been three. Should have been three.
How many is it?
Well, Steph has one until Kevin Durant showed up.
How many does Steph
have? That's what he has. He had one.
Did Isaiah win any without Dumars and Mark Aguirre
and
Dennis Rodman?
How many top 50 players did Isaiah have on the team? How many guys on the roster?
Who'd you get that from?
I'm asking you.
Me.
I'm asking you.
You trying to use my own ammo?
Asking you. Who? He had none. No other top 50 players on the roster. And Isaiah Thomas was able to do that.
I love Isaiah.
No, you don't love Isaiah.
I do love Isaiah.
You know what?
But Steph Curry has impacted the game more.
Stop with the impact.
And you want to talk.
Who's better?
Isaiah's better.
Steph is better.
You want to talk about.
Not even close.
You gave me, and you're right, because I was the first person to articulate it to you.
No, you weren't. What do you think? I just showed up. I fell off a turnip truck.
I know you knew because you covered those teams.
I've been in Detroit for 22 years.
Did you ever think about it in your mind that way? That Isaiah Thomas is the only player on earth who can say, I led my team as a team leader, as the superstar on the team. I beat Michael, Magic, and Bird in their primes. No, so I give Isaiah all the props.
That is so impressive when you think about when you talk about competition and guys. What?
But hold on.
Jordan,
what
Bird
can Steph
and
say?
Magic?
What can Steph say? I beat LeBron.
Yeah, he beat LeBron as 3-6 in the finals.
No, I beat
LeBron's 3-6 in the finals.
I beat Kevin Durant. I beat James Harden. I beat all these other cats. I beat Kawhi Leonard in their primes. So Isaiah's not the only one who can claim something like that.
The difference is James Harden had zero championships. Kevin Durant didn't win any until he was with Steph. And then who else did you say? And Kawhi Leonard had one with
Tim Duncan and those guys.
So don't give me that. Add up the championships. And he beat a shorthand of LeBron. Stop with the Steph Curry. It is so – Steph Curry is so overdone. And everybody,
he's averaged 38-8-7. He's overdone.
When you talk about
he's averaging near triple double in the finals, but he's overdone.
There's always
changed the game of basketball, but he's overdone.
There's always some little like caveat. You're gonna dig deep and you realize, he won that one when nobody's there. He beat this guy when nobody
was LeBron there.
LeBron is the
and let me throw in Kyrie Irving too, who he also beat.
LeBron is the fofote. We already know that the finals failure of all time. He has more finals losses than any other former MVP in the history of the NBA. Six. Can you wear six losses? Six L's? That's the guy you're ranting and raving about? That LeBron,
Where do you have LeBron ranked?
Oh, my God.
Where do you have LeBron ranked on your list?
I'm not talking about that list
right
now.
No, I tell y'all, second. Second to Michael Jordan. So stop dissing LeBron. If he ain't that good, then drop him in your rankings.
I'm just telling you that Steph Curry ain't where you think he is. He's a mirage. Everybody believes he's something greater than he is. He's a mirage.
Was he a mirage last night? Yeah, he was a mirage because Portland couldn't figure him out.
Steph Curry plays well when he's playing the Washington Generals. He's doing
the
trick shots.
That's what Portland was?
Yes.
Is that what Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook were in 2016?
Did you see when Steph Curry threw that bucket of confetti at some point in the third quarter? That's what it is. It's a gimmick.
Get to the answer to the question. How high can he go? Because once you start cracking corny jokes, then we know you out of ammunition. You have nothing left.
He could be in the top 20.
20?
Yeah, top 20.
He probably already is in the top 20.
No, I'm just saying, but you asked me. And
he can't get in the top 10.
He can't get any higher
than
that.
Nothing he can do.
No.
If they win these finals without Kevin Durant.
No, I mean, he might move up, but I can't.
What if they win next year?
I can't see him replacing. I got 10 guys already ahead of him. He can't budge any of those guys. Unless if he wins like 3 in a row or something without him, maybe I reevaluate. But I'm talking about if they lose this year, he drops out of the top 20. He goes the other way.
He'll have 3 rings.
No, but he'll lost again.
How many finals did Bird? Magic lost 4. LeBron's lost 6 to your point.
Yeah, but Magic won 5. He won 5.
Okay, Steph will have won 3 and lost 2.
And even the one,
and
the
I'm
other one
saying,
that he lost, the other one
I'm
that
just
he
saying
won.
Top 20?
Asterisk.
He drops out of top 20?
No, he would probably be like 20.
He's done more than Barkley.
No, Barkley was
in the top
20. Win. I just didn't win.
But he's in the top 20.
I still say if it wasn't him going after trying to get KD to join him, I think that's what pushes
him down a little
bit.
How many people is LeBron trying to get? LeBron trying to get KD too.
No, I understand.
Does that drop him in your list?
No, LeBron is a stat sheet packer. I mean, go look at just the numbers that he's able to put up just because he's that good.
Have you seen Steph's numbers?
Yeah, they're not LeBron's numbers.
No, he's not Steph, LeBron.
And Steph doesn't play the entire game. He doesn't.
Really?
LeBron was a good defender at one time.
Was Magic a good defender?
I'm just talking about Steph's game.
Was Magic a good defender?
I'm telling you about Steph's game.
Was Bird a good defender?
I'm telling you about Steph's game.
I'm just saying, you're going to use defense.
Because you said
James Harden was the best player in the league right now.
He don't play a lick.
Does Harden defend? Does Harden?
Steph, they have to hide him.
How does Harden become the best player in the league?
Because nobody was scoring 36 points since Michael Jordan 15 years ago,
Steph
20 years ago.
Steph just scored 36 points in the series.
Not in the regular season. What's more important,
the conference finals or the regular season? I'm just destroying Rob. He's stuttering up on here. You know that. Iowa Sam, thank you. I ain't even had to ask
Sam, you know what?
This is a route.
Rob, this is Curry versus Lillard.
Could you stop this? Wilder versus Brazil.
Well, I'm the king.
This is not even Ollie Foreman. Foreman at least gave him a battle.
Would you stop?
My goodness. That's right. My man, Iowa Sam. Let's just listen. Wait till the beat comes in.
Iowa Sam.
Keep it going, my man.
I just canceled your ob couple jacket. It's all done.
The champ is here.
I'm just following orders, all right?
My man, he's just following the flow. He's following the spirit.
Rob G, can you get control of the show?
The spirit of this debate.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.